Welcome to the Producers Journal podcast. My name is Derek. I will be your host today, as in every day. This podcast is just me rambling about my experience as a podcast producer and owner of an agency and how I share my stories in hopes to help you learn more about how you need to start an agency and be a producer and whatnot. Check us out at ShelbyRowProductions.com, and our Instagram account is at ShelbyRowProductions LLC. We're also on YouTube and Facebook. Come check us out. In the description area, you'll find my link tree that will take you everywhere you need to go. So I'm going to talk about hiring again. You'll notice that last week's episode, episode 20, was about hiring an editor. And today we're going to talk about hiring a social media manager, because I just did it. So why not talk about it? And a little context on who this person is, why I did it, how I did it, and how I'm going to pay for it. But it all is based on this podcast. I love doing this podcast to the point where I know it's going to be consistent. I'm always going to think of things to talk about, because this is the most natural piece of content I've ever created. I've talked about my issues with more stale educational content, top three lists. I tried doing that for a year with Podlogix, hated it. And it just wasn't me. And then I have another podcast, which I love. It's called The Real Hernando Podcast. And it's story-based. I interview local people in my community. And it's a nice, fun interview to have. I enjoy it, but I'm host, interviewer, and not much room for me to riff. Nor should I. That's not the platform for me to riff. But now I finally found something that I really enjoy. Really enjoy. And I know that it's going to be here to stay for a long time. And to the point where I really had to sit down and think of a template on how I'm going to push this out, but also how I'm going to promote it. When I first started this thing, I was just throwing stuff at the wall and just recording whenever I felt like it. And at the beginning, it was a lot. I think my first 10 episodes went out in like 2.5 weeks. I was just pushing them out. And then I had like a week and a half where I didn't push anything out because I was busy. I was on the road with my band, whatever it may have been. And I didn't like that feeling. So I quickly got back on the horse when I got back and started recording again. But at some point, and it was just recently, literally just a couple weeks ago, I had to sit down and really figure out how to not only schedule a template that's doable, that I don't want to create any massive lofty goals that I know is just not realistic. For a minute there, I was like, man, this is going to be a daily podcast Monday through Friday. That's just unrealistic. Typically, podcasts go once a week. I can do more than that. So let's do two. I'm going to call this the Marc Maron template. You're going to hear me say Marc Maron and Joe Rogan a lot. Joe Rogan, I'm kind of basing what I hope my video aspect of my podcast studio will be, multi-camera. And Marc Maron, I'm using as an example of how he schedules out his episodes. He launches Mondays and Thursdays. And that's exactly what this podcast is, Mondays and Thursdays. So I made that decision and comfortable with that and have full confidence that I can handle that. Because I'm going to batch record, full transparency. I'm recording episode 21, this one, 30 minutes after recording episode 20 and just a couple hours after recording episode 19. it's still the same Saturday. But that's how it's going to work. That way I have my episode set up for the next week and a half. And I can set up my new social media manager and get him what he needs to then push this content out for me. So let's dive right in. So let's go back to why I love this podcast first. It forced me to learn social media as well. I know how social media works. I've done plenty of work on it. But the more I work with Lexi, another name you're going to hear a lot, she handles all the social media for the Real Hernando podcast. And with working with her through social media stuff, I've learned a lot too. So I took it upon myself to just go completely in-house, if you will, in my house for this podcast. I didn't hire anyone. I didn't have her help me with the social media. I did have my graphic designer set up a template for my cover art and so I can make episode cards and other thumbnails. So he did give me a template there, which we'll get into. But other than that, I was experimenting and trying different ways to promote this podcast. And over time, I came up with a nice little system and template on how to create what's called the episode card, which is the thumbnail that you will see if you go to Spotify. It will be the episode specific cover art. It will also be the thumbnail or what's posted on Instagram and Facebook. And then I'm still making reel covers. That's a whole other story there. But then I'm also making the wide YouTube thumbnail and then writing my show notes and the title and how I was scheduling on Instagram and Facebook. And I just figured it all out to a point where I'm like, okay, like I have a good system. I think it's speedy. Like I've set it up so it can get done relatively quickly. But time adds up. And you're going to constantly hear me beat this drum. Team. You need to take work off your desk, off food off your plate, whatever analogy you want to say. In order for you to actually grow a business, you can't be doing the little things. It's just inevitable that eventually you have to hand this stuff off. But what I loved about this process was I had a nice system that I can bring someone in and train them on. And here's why I make that distinction, because it could have been easy for me to try to find someone and be like, hey, I need help with social media. I have this podcast called The Producer's Journal, and I need, just tell me what to do. Like, how does it work? How do you promote a podcast? And try to put like all that pressure on someone and all that trust to let them figure out their system, which is kind of contradicting to past stories I've told on how to hire and empower people. And I'm still a big fan of that. But typically when you hire someone and you basically, you know, putting your hands up, like, I need help. I don't know how to do this. So, do what you do best. Definite room for that. I've definitely done that willingly, but that typically costs more. You know, you're trying to hire some person that's a little more, if you try to find someone that's just going to start scratch for you like that, and in essence, create your marketing, that's a shit show. It's just been there, done that, not worth the money. So this process, I had it all figured out, and I could literally invite a social media manager into my Canva account so he or she could update the thumbnails. I have a system, I have a template, so you just copy and paste and move to the next, and I have it so easy. Invite this person to my YouTube channel, into my Podbean account, just integrate this person into everything, train them, and then now they're working my system. And because of that, I can hire people that just aren't necessarily social media gurus. It's like an assistant. And any assistant worth their salt will fall right into that. Because by rule, assistants are go-getters and researchers. They figure shit out. You can throw anything at them and they're on it. But you still want to give them some form of direction. So I got to that point. I decided, all right, I want to now integrate someone in to take the social media or just really 95% of the podcast to-dos, hand them off to someone else. So I can literally record, upload file. He and I are going to be working through Trello. I update a Trello card, assign it to him. He knows that a new file is in Dropbox and he knows what to do and it's done. It's all I have to do. Upload file, done. Record, upload file, done. So who did I hire? A gentleman by the name of Justin Green. And why? Because he works for free. No, just kidding. He had worked for me in the past for just sort of odd end. There's a whole other story there, but I hired him as an assistant several months ago. And here's what's funny. This ties in beautifully because it was a situation where I wanted to do more outreach. You hear about email lists and marketing outreach and CRMs, client relation management platforms, and we all get those emails. You know it. The email that you can tell is a pitch trying to sell you something or pitch a service to you, and you can tell just by reading the subject line and you delete immediately. Well, I was pushing those things out for a minute. And I hired Justin to help me with that. And what's funny is, in that situation, I leaned on him completely. Like, how do we do this? What platform should we use? How does this work? And we built something together that was really nice. But that form of marketing is a shit show. Just like social media marketing. That's still a world that is beyond me. So we stopped. Eventually I was like, okay, you know, I still had the resources. I had the bandwidth financially to continue to pay Justin to try to get some work out there, but it was try to get some work through this outreach, sales, marketing, whatever you want to call it. But nothing was happening. After 4 months or so, there was zero return. I was lucky to get a response. The majority of the responses that I did get were, take me off the list, please. So I decided to scrap that. No sense in spending more money on that. The platform I needed in order to perform that, that department of our sales and marketing was like $60 a month. And I tried it. I certainly didn't keep paying that subscription. I canceled it and learning lessons, tried it, moved on. Unfortunately, that kind of was the only thing Justin was doing for me at the time. And I really liked working with him. He's a good guy. He fits right in to the kind of people that I work with here. But I just didn't have anything else for him. And it's a bummer for him because he's a freelancer and we all know what it's like to get a client and then lose a client. So he technically lost a client, not because he did anything wrong, just because I didn't have anything for him. So there, that was the status for a few months. But when this podcast started really building up for me and I had that first thought of, okay, it's time to start thinking about getting some assistance on this. Justin was the first guy that came to mind. I was like, I know exactly who I'm going to call. So I hired a social media manager, but this was an easy one because it was someone that had already worked for me. and I knew that he would be good at it. And I'm always thinking big picture. He gets up to speed and is super comfortable with the system I throw at him and train him on. I'm always open to suggestions if he wants to try different things. And because he's a smart guy and was like, hey, maybe we should do reels this way or do something else that way. I'm all ears. At that point, yeah, man, let's go. Let's think of some new things to add to this as a team now. But once he's comfortable with this and he's cruising along, and because this will not be a huge labor intensive thing for him. So that's why this is not going to be a very expensive situation for me. Now I have someone that could possibly provide this service for a new client. That opens up my service offering to do more social media management. Now, I've mentioned Lexi, as always, is the Real Hernando social media manager, and she is providing social media management for a current client of ours, but it's a big job and she's maxed at capacity. So prior to Justin, if I got a gig or an offer to handle just simple social media management, not marketing, management, posting and scheduling content, you know, simple graphic design on Canva. If something like that came down the pipe, I would have had to say no. But now I don't have to. Maybe Justin can only handle one other client. Okay, cool. But now I'm integrating someone that I feel like can offer this service to others, which makes me happy because I always want to be able to say yes to work within my scope. And that is audio, video editing, graphic designing. Really want to break even further and open up more for social media management and writing. I have some writers on the team that help with show notes, and that's down at the bottom as far as how much demand I get for that. So I reached out to Justin, gave him this very quick overview of what I'm trying to do, and scheduled a Zoom call with him. And then we got on Zoom earlier this week. First, it was nice just to catch up again. And then gave him more details. And on Zoom, you can share your screen. So you can show the person you're talking to your desktop, which is very handy. So I could show him the Canva templates. I could show him the, you know, where to upload the podcast into my hosting platform, Podbean. So I gave him a quick overview and training. Of course, he's into it. He loves it and he's all about it. And now it's just moving to that next step of really getting him ingrained. Again, transparency, this episode and episode 20. Anything you see out on social media for these episodes is going to be him. I recorded 19 first thing this morning, but that's due to drop in just a couple days. So I'm going to do it. And then because it's just 2 days away, I don't want to put that on him. I want to give him some bandwidth to get used to this, which is why I'm recording three today. So now I can give him a couple episodes ahead of time. Because this one is, from the day I record is launching in 8 days. And it's going to be hugely helpful. It's going to be make it so the part of this podcast that I do is my favorite part. Sitting in front of this microphone and rambling on and talking about what it is I got going on in the world of podcast production. Then I can hit export on the file and be done with it. And part of the training now is I'm going to make little tutorials for them. Like, hey, you know, this is how you update the episode card. This is how you create the thumbnail for YouTube. Quick little videos. This is where you upload to Podbean. This is how it connects to YouTube. This is how it creates an audiogram. you know, where to find the show notes. Here's the title. That's the other part. I lied when I said the only thing I'm going to have to do is the actual recording. That's not true. I'm actually going to be doing the title and show notes as well, because it's just easier for me to, after I record something, I know what title I want to use, and my description is maybe 3 lines long. So it's very easy for me to do, because these are also basic edits. So Justin's not going to be listening to any of this stuff. All he's up for is uploading the stuff, publishing and promoting on social media. And then I have a big section of my show notes that's really just copy paste that's in every description, whether it's on Apple or YouTube. It's the same. And then I reform those show notes specific for Instagram and then specific for Facebook. And that's takes no time for me to do, and then it's all said and done. And then now that's just something for Justin to go to and copy paste and done. So it's easier and faster for him to do his job. I could easily be, you know, put it on him. Hey, you come up with the title and just write the show notes for me. Well, now he's going to kind of listen through the podcast and he's not going to know what my voice is, you know, figuratively, you know, this is my voice, but my voice in writing, he's not going to know what I'm going to really want to say in that. So why spend more money on, because of more of his time, to do something that I can do super quick and it's my voice? And that's part of the system. I have my few things I do. I hand it over like a hot potato, whoosh, hand it off to Justin. Bam, he does his thing. And he gets to a point where you just trust the person, falls into place, and things just start working itself out. And with that, I can feel more comfortable coming in, recording more content. I might even throw special episodes here and there, because this is the easy part for me getting on this microphone and doing this. It's all the other stuff that adds up. That stuff just adds up. You'd be surprised at what losing an hour of your week really means. I don't know, it's hard to explain, but speaking of rambling, I think I've done enough of it. So going in said description area of this podcast, whether you're listening to this on Apple or Spotify or on YouTube, go to the show notes, go to the description, and you'll find a Linktree link. Click it, and that will take you everywhere you need to go to find this podcast, our YouTube channel, all the different platforms, my socials, Instagram, Facebook, a little snippet about the Real Hernando podcast that I'd love to push people to learn more about. So literally just take your thumb on your phone, open up the description area of this episode, and touch the screen with your thumb and push it up. Just slide your thumb up, and then that will bring you down to the description area. Click that link, check out the platforms. Really do appreciate it. And as always, thank you to all those listeners that come back each week. I hope you're enjoying this, and I am very much enjoying this. So thanks again. We'll talk to you next time.
Yeah.